Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to West Side Visions on Blog Talk Radio. Due to a few technical difficulties, I'm running a little bit behind, and I'm going to hang for as long as they will allow me to. And should I not make it all the way through the show, I will come back Saturday with a special edition. But there are a few things I wanted to talk about tonight, and that's probably what I'm going to do. We could then call it a night and do this special edition Saturday. One of the things that I do want to talk about, unfortunately, is we've had another mass shooting here in America. In Lewiston, Maine, Wednesday night, 18 people were killed, another 13 injured in a mass shooting at a bowling alley where young people and children were having a tournament, apparently. I don't know what it is about this country that people feel like they can just grab a weapon designed for war and go in with these assault rifles targeting people. And for whatever the reason, we will not know. This time, the police have actually identified the suspect, a gentleman by the name of Robert Card. That's the last time I will use his name. They keep saying he's an Army reservist, but the U.S. military and the Army have said he is not an instructor with them. And apparently, recently, he had been committed to a mental health facility, which, of course, plays right into the hands of those who are quick to scream. It's always a mental health issue. And trust and believe, Lynn Shee Graham was one of the first to jump on a microphone and say that very thing. You know, let's just be honest, people. The bottom line is, the problem is guns unchecked. It is time to reel in these folks with these assault-style weapons, because they are just doing way, way too much harm to the country. They're killing people. It is unprecedented, and it is time for it to truly stop. A representative in the House, Jared Golden, who is a Marine Corps veteran and who also lives in Lewiston, Maine, and who just happens to be a Democrat, and he calls himself a conservative Democrat, said that in light of these recent mass shootings in his hometown, he was changing his view on banning assault-style weapons. He said, humility is called for as accountability is sought by victims of a tragedy such as this one. He said, you know, he has opposed efforts to ban deadly weapons like this that have been used to carry out crimes, but he said it's time for him to take responsibility for the failure, which is why he now calls for the United States Congress to ban assault rifles like the ones that was used in this mass killing. Now, whatever people want to say, it takes a strong man to admit that he was supporting something that was wrong. What Representative Golden did, he had been a staunch supporter of the right to carry, the right to bear arms. He had also been strong on these assault weapons, your right to have them. But it always hits home. And now he is saying, you know, I made a mistake. And I'm willing to admit that I made a mistake. So you have to give him credit for that. Now, as you know, tonight, I said my show was going to be about Speaker or Demon, Mr. Mike Johnson. And that's where we'll pick up. 22 days, 14 candidates, 4 nominees. And finally, after 3 votes and counting, Republicans finally came up with a speaker. Speaker would be Mr. Mike Johnson out of Louisiana. And it's been a 3-week standoff among Republicans with all this craziness. So now they finally land on a speaker. Now, people were saying, who is this guy? Where did he come from? We all know that he is one of 45's people. He was a supporter of Jim Jordan. And he has a track record, hasn't done much in the House, but he has a track record outside the House that makes you look and go, because this guy here, you know, he used to be a senior attorney and national spokesman for a group affiliated with religious right wing dedicated to dismantling LGBTQ freedoms and outlawing abortions. He worked for an organization called Alliance Defending Freedom for 8 years from 2002 to 2010 before serving a brief stint in the Louisiana State House as a legislator, and then he headed to Congress in 2018. He first became known as an entity in his state in the late 1990s when he and his wife were on national television as the face of Louisiana's new marriage law, covenant laws, which made it harder to get a divorce. Social conservative cause that have fueled Johnson's ride, many of which are deeply unpopular with the American public and are already worse than the Democrats in fear that Johnson, who downplayed the concept of the separation of church and state as recently as April, may definitely try to use the power of the speakership to advance these extreme policies that he is so cozy with. Matt Gaetz set all of this in place when he kick-started the ousting of Kevin McCarthy from the role of Speaker, who behest of Donald Trump. 45 gave him his directions on that because they did not shut down the government. McCarthy wouldn't do it. And it, from then on out, there was an atmosphere of chaos by which the former president felt like if he could just get chaos started, he could somehow win back the presidency. He would get back into the White House. You can best believe Mike Johnson will do 45's bidding. And there are a lot of people out there saying, get ready for it. Because it's been said that he plans to and cozy up to Vladimir Putin. You know, they say people like to think that this guy, you know, he just wears a pair of glasses and dons a Clark Kent disguise, but he is definitely a flamethrower. He is one of those who you have to watch. And I wonder, as he gets started, will his support come from people like Representative Virginia Fox, who was quick to tell reporters to shut up during the questioning of the new speaker, who was asked, wasn't he a election denier, and didn't he lead the charge to overturn the vote, which he was right up front in that. But yet, those votes came through. They get him into the White House. Now, Virginia Fox, she has represented North Carolina's 5th Congressional District, which is located in the northwestern part of the state, since 2005. Consistent zero scores on the Human Rights Campaign's Congressional Scoreboard. She is the lowest of the low. They are going to continually have to watch. When Congress was considering the bill named for Matthew Shepard, the young man who was killed in a hate crime, she was one of the first. She said that his murder was a hoax and it was just being used as an excuse for passing bills, that, you know, that young man wasn't killed because he was gay. He was killed because someone was trying to commit a robbery. Wyoming, including anti-gay statements made by his killers, an attempt to use the gay panic defense, which was nixed by a judge. So the Matthew Shepard bill passed despite her unfortunate statements, expanding the federal definition of hate crimes to cover those based on sexual orientation or gender identity, allowing greater resources for investigations, prosecutions, and prevention of crimes. Now, she later said the term hoax was a poor choice of words, but Judy Shepard, Matthew's mother, was unmoved. She said, apologizing for sentiments, but for semantics, but not her sentiments, her insensitivity or ignorance wasn't cool. And it wasn't. You know, Virginia Fox is going to be one of those people that has kind of been in the background to a certain extent, but with this particular speaker taking front and center stage, she is definitely going to get some play. I see that coming big time. And before we know it, people like her and a few others will be